This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Who the hell cares what Grover says?
Apparently the Senate does. The House, not so much. The Senate passed their new and improved version of the budget Monday with the SAVE plan included, though Senator Karen Peterson did try to take SAVE out.
It would take Grover Norquist out of the business of budgeting in the state of Louisiana.
Over in the House, there was an attempt to add the SAVE plan language to a Senate bill. Representative John Bel Edwards and the amendment's author, Representative Alan Seebaugh, discussed what SAVE is and does.
It's an assessment the students don't have to pay in exchange for a tax credit that they cannot keep. Instead, it's automatically transferred to the Board of Regents, which is a tax-exempt institution.
It's a weird program. It doesn't make sense. I said I'm not going to defend the merits of it. What I am saying is it needs to be attached to this legislation in order to avoid a veto of the budget.
But it's just essential that we do it.
Yes.
That's not what Grover says. 11 GOP members of the House penned an open letter to Grover Norquist and his Americans for Tax Reform asking why a, quote, purely fictional, procedural, phantom, paper tax credit, end quote, is necessary. Representative Jeff Arnold says they got a response.
It says ATR does not support nor oppose the SAVE Act. While the SAVE Act does include a credit that can be used to offset tax increases, there are other ways to achieve revenue neutrality.
The House said no to SAVE, setting the stage for more negotiations and the possible veto of the entire budget. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.